Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So today I am in a new studio here in the Sauerland Mountains. So let's talk about the journey and how I got here. So growing up, family farm, I wanted to be there every waking minute. I wanted to fish every trout stream that I could, every bass pond that I could. And that's where my love for the outdoors and nature began. So turning back the clocks to early Joey B, but that seriously, that's what it was. And if I could be anywhere, that's where I wanted to be and didn't want to come out of it. And who would ever know that I would end up becoming an environmental scientist because of it? Well, let's turn the clocks forward a little bit. Well, you know what? I ended up with a beautiful Southwest home back in my hometown. Just loved where I lived. You know, and I would do so much research out west, you know, doing research on grizzly bears and wolves. I always say lions and tigers and bears. Well, you know, a couple of those things. And the non-native plant species out in the sagebrush steppe out in Idaho, one of the most untapped, beautiful places in America. Shh, don't tell anyone because I don't want anyone to go there because it's stunning there. Now, and just an offshoot right now, a little tangent, because we see all those wildfires raging out west. Well, instead of a wild forest fire, I saw a range fire out there years ago. And I see, like, when you're watching the news and you're seeing how they grow so quickly, all the forest fires, I saw a range fire go from 40 acres in one day, and maybe 2 days later, we were up to 40,000 acres. And I actually got to interview some of the forest firefighters that were out there taking care of that. Well, as all of this was going on, the growth of Joey B TV was exploding, but it's amazing. The growth of this podcast show, Joey B Outdoors Science and Nature, which was the offshoot of Joey B TV, and you could always watch my adventures at joeybee.tv, but don't go there now because you need to listen to this show. Well, the podcast shows, podcasts in general are growing, but by the tens of thousands each week, our show just continues to grow and grow. And by the way, thank you to our faithful listeners, and thank you for passing it along. You can find it on they're called directories, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. It just goes on. The list is just TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. It just goes. Anyway, well, it was time to move on. So moving on, I knew that I wanted to live on an organic farm. This was my goal, was to continue to do what I do, to film, continue to do what I do. Obviously, I'm in a studio right now and record the podcast shows, but to do some research on an organic farm. So selling my home, the Southwest one, was realtor Mary Rubino Ryder, personal friend, became a very good friend. She was spectacular and awesome and resilient. On the other side, to buy the farm, Joe, by the way, when you say buy the farm, people say, oh, you're going to die. No, I'm going to buy the farm and live on the farm before I actually buy the farm. And the realtor out here was Joanne Schwartz. And she was also resilient in what was going on. Both of them were superb. So I knew that I was being taken care of from both sides of selling a home and buying a farm. Well, Joanne and I, the first place we went to, and it's something that I saw, there was a custom log cabin. So there was a company from out west that wanted to actually, they shipped the logs, and they were monster logs, out to the east into the woodland and build this custom home. And I guess they never got off the ground, and they stopped. The cabin was built, but the infrastructure as far as the heating and the cooling and all these different things. And it was a monster of a cabin on a farm, tiny little bass pond. And I just figured I was going to have to put hundreds, and Joanne and I spoke about this, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get that up to where I'd want it. And it wasn't in the perfect place for me to get what I wanted. And then Joanne and I found the organic farm in the Sauerland Mountains. See, I've always wanted to be minutes from the Delaware River so I can kayak and fish and basically paddleboard and play there, because that's what I do in the outdoors. The DNR Canal, where I could kayak and fish and play there. Well, that makes sense. And then there's the DNR Canal Trail, which goes for 40 miles so that I could bike and actually have a fishing rod on my back. And by the way, I'm a catch-and-release guy. And the DNR Canal is actually stocked with trout, so life is good there. And I also wanted to wake up and be 5 minutes from a trout stream. So with all of that being said, and yesterday, it's funny, I actually contacted one of the Trout Unlimited. I happen to belong to Trout Unlimited. Contacted one of the members out here, and he gave me the five-minute stream from the farm. And I was like, yes. So I've got that going now. And it's funny, I constantly, as I was writing, and I'm a writer of all my shows, my notes, and I constantly look out the windows to see what nature is going on, where the sun is rising, because it does move across the horizon from, well, every season, and what animals are out there. And I constantly am looking because, hey, I'm in the Sauerlands. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, let's go to the farm. There is a beautiful home. Everything about it is redone. It is meticulous. There are two outbuildings, not called barns, they're outbuildings, and two ponds on it. And they had deer fence quadrants for my organic farming. Do a little my chili pepper research. And they had rows of garlic, which I get to harvest next spring. And let me say this. First, I met Mike when I was out here for the first time looking at the farm. And then the next time I met Mike and Michelle, husband and wife, and their baby Kenzie. And by the way, Kenzie is two things. The most adorable child in the history of the world. Maybe minus me when I was, I'm kidding. Kenzie's way, way cuter than I ever was. And Kenzie is also the happiest baby I've ever seen. Just always has this little old smile on her face. And all I can say, and I'm going to give you one word about Mike, Michelle, Kenzie, and the word is awesome. They have treated me as a friend from the first moment I met them. And as time has come on, the three of us, four of us, so I got to count there, four of us, we've become family. And I appreciate everything that they've done for me. Mike and I would talk on the phone every day. Sometimes Mike, Michelle, and I would talk on the phone a couple of days. And they would just keep giving me insights about, oh, how about this? How about this? And now think about this. When you do a closing on a house, a farm, doesn't matter what it is, you don't get really, you only get a chance to go there one time or two times to go look at it. And then you don't see it again until you close. Well, Mike knew, and I explained to him that I have all these tools, building a great wood workshop. And then I have all my, we'll call my outdoor gear, Playland stuff, every kayak, fishing rod, paddleboard, you name it, I've got it. And Mike just says, all right, here's an outbuilding. It's yours. Put in there whatever you want. So probably for a month straight, I took at least, my pickup truck can carry a lot because I packed it to the hilt. I just carry, it's amazing what I put in that outbuilding. And every time I showed up, Mike and Michelle had a smile on their face. Kenzie, just a happy baby. And they would just welcome me and tell me something else about the farm. And Mike would give me the intricacies, big word, about the home, the outbuildings, and the knowledge of the area. And Michelle and I, one day, we walked the farm. We walked through the fields. And she discussed every type of plant, every tree added. There's a little tree nursery that they have. She showed me where the elderberries are growing. There is, in the north, believe it or not, a kiwi that can grow in the north, and they have that growing in some grapes. And by the way, I'm already in my studio. I'm already looking out the window again because as I write, I look. And as I write, I look. Well, Think about this. The closing got pushed back a few days. The moving company I already hired based on the day we're supposed to close, so I'm contracted for that. So all of a sudden, closing gets pushed back, and I'm going, all right, so where do I go and what do I do? To the rescue, the awesome people. Mike and Michelle said, so stay here until the closing. Who in the world, and I mean this, who in the world says, hey, a couple days, just live on the farm. We're gonna, and Mike was really cool. He was just laid back going, hey, Joey, we're going to close. As far as I'm concerned, the farm is yours. And Mike, yes, the farm is mine, but it is mine because of you, Michelle and Ken's. And I do really appreciate that. You've given me so much stuff on the farm that you've left for me. One of them, and Mike, I didn't share this with you, but I'm sure I'll talk to you today. The zero turn tractor. And you gave me a couple basic instructions on the phone because we never got to it with all the other stuff you were showing or giving to me as time was going on. Well, I'm going to let you know that yesterday I got out on a zero turn. And the first 10 minutes, if you are old enough to know the Benny Hill show, and when Benny Hill and the music would be playing, din, 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 and the music would be going on. Well, the first 10 minutes on the zero turn tractor, me driving it, was like a Benny Hill comedy skit. I told Coach Gorski about it. Coach said, well, did all these women start running? Because Benny Hill, all these women, he goes, did all these women start running out for the fields and woods? I said, no. I said, maybe the next time. But it was like utterly amazing, comical. And then once I got the zero turned down, I began to cut. I am the quasi-expert as we speak here. Now, going into the Sourlands, you see, the Sourland Mountain Range and the Sourland Preserve. It is on the back side and the sides of my farm. So my farm butts up against the Sourland Mountain Range, meaning that no one can ever build around me. So I've got the Peace Serenity Organic Farm, Lions and Tigers and Bears, and knowing that there is preserved land, and that's just spectacular. So what I've been doing is, as you're building the studio, as you're doing all, I'm doing all these different things, setting up homes, setting up shops and whatnot, around 3-4 o'clock every day, okay, I say, all right, done. I pick up my walking stick. I have a sling pack that goes on my back that's got a cell phone. By the way, for those of you that know me, and I actually taught about the, when I taught human bio, I taught about the positive effects of different things upon our body and the negative effects in cell phones. And I always said, when I got a farm, I would get a cell phone. So so those of you that don't know me, I have not had a cell phone until very, very recent. And it is only for the emergencies. It goes in my sling pack. Other than that, it stays in my house. You want to call me? You call me on my regular line, the home line. And that's how we talk, or you talk to my recorder machine. So it's in there. Also in that sling pack, because I am the safety guy, and those of you that listen to my podcast shows know that anytime I'm going out in the wild, I'm always talking to you about, okay, this is what you need for safety. This is what you need. Inside of there, I've got a kit that's a bee, spider, and snake bite kit. You can order them online. It's like, I don't even know the brand. It's like $15 for this. So it's worthwhile to have out there. In that sling pack, I've got first aid, of course, a compass, and a buck knife, because those are things. Hey, and I already know my direction on the farm, but it's just like sometimes I'll be so specific saying, where is this tree in relationship to the, and I'll talk about it that way. And I grab my walking stick around 3-4 o'clock, my sling pack, and out I go. And I just take a walk through the fields, walk into the woodlands, walk to the edge of the Sourland Mountains, and I'll get into the preserve at one point in time, but I need to know what's going on my farm right now. I also, one of the days, 3 or 4 o'clock, and right across the road from me, or down the road a spell, as we say around here, is the Cedar Ridge Preserve. So I said, all right, one afternoon, I said, let me go see the Cedar Ridge Preserve. So I got there. So it is almost time, because those that, and I keep mentioning this, but those of you that listen to me know that I record first thing in the morning. I've got to go out and feed Barney the cat. Barney was something that was given to me in the farm, because Mike and Michelle had Barney, who straight onto the farm, and they gave Barney a little food. They give Barney a little house that is heated. I've got it out there for the wintertime. And then Barney takes care of all the mice around the house and in the outbuildings. And that is the greatest trade-off. And Barney's this gentle guy. I walk out the door with some food. He's meowing because he knows what's coming. And I'm not even a cat guy, but I am a Barney guy. Well, the fall stocking of trout's going to happen real soon. So I will be out there to do a little catch and release fishing. I will walk down by my two bass ponds, of which in time we will get those going where I can do a little fly fishing and spin fishing across those bass ponds. I'm only 10 minutes from the Delaware River. And if you want to listen to some great shows about eagles and bald eagles and their migration, I do have a podcast show on it. And they're going to be migrating out of Canada because the Jersey Eagles will be leaving. The Pennsylvania Eagles will be leaving. The New York Eagles will be leaving. And the Canadian Eagles make their way down here. So I'll be 10 minutes from tracking migration of bald eagles. Life is good. Need to create my snowshoe trail. You know what? The first thing I need is some snow. Get some snow and create a snowshoe trail that goes around the farm and into the Sourlands. And that'll be, like, I guess, the excitement about what's coming up in the winter, besides some outdoor fires by the fire pit. So life is good in the new home in the Sourland Mountains. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.